A reading from the beginning of the first letter of Samuel. There was a certain man from Rabbathaim, Elkanah by name, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroboam, son of Eli, son of Tophu, son of Zulas, an Ephraimite. He had two wives, one named Hannah, the other named Phinehas. Phinehas had children, but Hannah was childless. This man regularly went on pilgrimage from his city to worship the Lord of hosts and to sacrifice to him at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were ministering as priests to the Lord. When the day came for Elkanah to offer sacrifice, he used to give a portion each of his to his wife Phinehas and all her sons and daughters, but a double portion to Hannah because he loved her, though the Lord had made her barren. Her rival to upset her turned to a constantly reproach to her that the Lord had left her barren. This went on year after year, and each time they made their pilgrimage to the sanctuary of the Lord, Phinehas would approach her, and Hannah would weep and refuse to eat. Her husband Elkanah used to ask her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you refuse to eat? Why do you grieve? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" The word of the Lord. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord.
To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise.
My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones.
To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosened my bonds.
To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise.
My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
To you, Lord, I will offer.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came from to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea, and they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. So today is the first day of the new year in the church year, ordinary time anyway. And so we begin with the way Jesus began, with the words, repent and believe. Repent and believe. And it's something we got to do every day. We got to repent and believe. Because every day we got to reset, you know, set our course. If a plane is just 1 degree off, if it's heading towards New York, it's going to end up in Florida. Just by 1 degree. It has to constantly be moving to make sure it's staying on. This repentance in our own life is the same reality. We constantly need to be reevaluating our lives to make sure we're doing it God's way and not our way. We're doing his will and not our will. And we might sit there and think, you know, it's been a week. I don't really have to repent much. You got to repent every day. Every day you, every day me. It's just the reality. And when we do this, then we stay on course to heaven and don't get off our course and go to hell. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.